You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Almost seemingly, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking, he's in the middle of a conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu. After we ended last week's parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "After Tir Shetir Ishtir Pari, you'll see what happens to Pari only now, you won't see the future." Right after that, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'ire Lavrom Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Loi Nerdati Lehem." So he tells him, Moshe Rabbeinu, "I reveal myself to the Avos HaKadoshim with a name called Kel Shakai." That's the name I revealed. Ushmi Hashem, the name Hashem, Yudke Vofki, Loi Nerdati Lehem, I did not reveal to them. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Ushmi Hashem Loi Nerdati Lehem? So Rashi, Shloni Kaiti Lehem, Bemido Mitzah Shali, he did not, wasn't recognized, didn't show myself with my real Mido, Shari Ftachtim Velokiyamti. I promise, but I didn't fulfill the promise. That's how the parasha starts. Now, the big question is, first of all, the simple understanding of the pasuk, it says, Shmi Hashem learned that to Lehem. Who says the name Hashem I did not reveal to the others? That's the chur very hard to understand. Because the name Hashem does appear in Sefer Bereishis several times. And the others use the name Shem Hashem. So what does it mean if Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shmi Hashem learned that to Lehem? Of course, not that to Lehem. Of course, I didn't reveal the name Hashem to the others. And what does Rashi mean? Sharif Tachti Velukiyamti. I promised them, but I did not fulfill the promise. What was the promise? The promise was that Am Yisrael will come back from Golos. I didn't fulfill it, meaning Am Yisrael did not go back yet. Of course they didn't go back yet, because they didn't come yet at the time to go back. It's not yet the time Shtar HaPiroim did not come. What does it mean? Because promise didn't fulfill it. Why should he fulfill it? And it seems over here, furthermore, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, but you will be different. As Rashi says, it was a time against him. So by the other is that he didn't reveal Shem Hashem, they didn't complain about it. But you, that you will be revealed all the big things, you do complain about it. So we have over here a new revelation that we didn't have before. What was the revelation of Tachti V'Kiyamti? Kadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill the promise eventually. When they go into Eretz Yisrael, you know, we know that maybe that's too early, premature not to even say it. It's supposed to take 4 years to get there to show. But even according to what we're just talking now, let's just get take only a few months to get there to show since the time because we'll speak it to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it still didn't come yet. So he's saying, the other is, he didn't have Shem Hashem. I promise, I didn't fulfill the promise. But you, why you make complaints? I fulfill the promise. And you didn't fulfill the promise either. Well, what is exactly changing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing the other HaKadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Moshe Rabbeinu? L'chura, we are in the same playing field. What's changing? So, I want to share over here something my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal used to speak a lot, and we expand upon it a little bit more, to kind of explain what's going on over here. What is the biggest chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's brought down already in the Rishonim, based on Chazal, that what was revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim was the name of Hashem, Gilui Shem Shemayim. It was mentioned, the Ramban and the Pasha's boy tells us that Minanisim Agluim Odom Lomed Al Nisim Estar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do miracles every generation. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself? We have great miracles once in a while. That teaches you how every moment of our lives is a nis. But so what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the world. Shem Avaya, Gilui Hashem in the world. Now the Rebbe Binu B'chai says that it's a little different than the Ramban. But the Rebbe Binu B'chai says is basically there's a three-stage process of Gilui Hashem that comes in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first is the first three makos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yadata ki ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Stage one. Stage two. Yadata ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz. That's what Binu B'chai says, stage two of Emunah. Not only that Hashem created the world, but he's also running the world. He's the manik. Then comes the third part. It says, Ein kamoini b'chol haaretz. There's nobody like me in the entire land. No, there's no strength. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol way beyond anything that happens in nature. And once, a few years ago, we divided the makos. how the makos correspond to each one of these geluim. First three to say Hashem is here. Second one to say Hashem is the manning. And the last sequence to tell you that Kodesh Baruch Hu not only is the manning, but he defies nature. He's able to overcome nature. That's what he does. But without going to that division, the idea of gilui and Mitzias Yitzrayim is the tachlis is gilui Hashem, and the ultimate tachlis is ein kamoyi b'chol haaretz. There's nothing like a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Nothing. There's no nature. There's nothing we get to. That's what we try to get to. That's the ultimate gilui. By the way, when we get to, we have the different zmanim that we mentioned in Shabbos, we say, "Ein arich or ein kirkach Hashem olam hazeh, ein zulas chol olam haba, efes bild chol olam mashiach, ein doim melech chol tchias amesim." Nothing similar to you, tchias amesim. Why? As the Vilna Gaon explains, tchias amesim is something which defies nature. Nature is something which exists, disappears, dies. But something which is dead to come back to life, that's not how nature works. That's the Gilu of Ein Doim Melecha. That's the Gilu in Kamoim Yibichol HaAretz that was revealed in Tzias Mitzrayim. Ramon Shoes used to mention, if you look at some of the markers, you see a nace, the nace of Tzias Mitzrayim is a nace which is a paradox. It's a nace which doesn't ever even make sense from a natural thing. Meaning, when there was nacing before Tzias Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu is thrown into Kivshan Hesh. And he's not that, doesn't die. So that's a nace, which means nature did not heal the pe'ula he needs to do. Based on nature, someone should get burned. Even nature didn't do it. That doesn't, it's not a paradox. It's a conflicting information. It just didn't happen. But here we have that you have a Jew, a Yid, and a Mitzri drinking from the same cup. The Yid drinks blood, and the Yid drinks water, and the Mitzri drinks blood. How can it be the same liquid as blood and water? That's something which contradicts each other. It can't be both. You have Barak coming from Shemayim. You have water and fire together. How can it be water and fire together? It contradicts itself. That is the Chiddush of Tzias Yitzrayim. That there's no rules of nature that apply to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As we always mention, the Nefesh HaChayim, in the Baal Tanya, in Shayich HaDeimuno, that the world is always controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu every single second of the day. Kodesh Baruch Hu is pumping life to the world. Every chukeh ateva is Kodesh Baruch Hu is pumping life to the rules of nature and allowing it to exist. But if Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to change the rules, wants to redefine the rules, wants to say new rules, it always can happen. We believe in that. We always know that. It was Rizgale. It was revealed to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim is there's nothing that stops Kodesh Baruch Hu from anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, controlling Teva, everything depends on Hashem. That is the Iker Chiddush of Yetzias Yitzrayim. That's going back to the Ramban, that was mentioned. Because the Ramban is telling us that really, we have to know, based on what happened in Yetzias Yitzrayim, that that's what is going on every single day, every single hour. She'ein la'odom. Chelek b'toyus Moshe im lo shiyamin shemichol mikreinu. For the next word, ein ben teva uminhoga shloidom elakol nisim. There's nothing. There's no nature. Nature is also Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every single moment is a nes. That's the gilui. Tzias Yitzrayim is a gilui that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the world every single moment. That's the ikar chiddush that we have. So he mainly that the revelation, the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to come and have the realizing the gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole idea. The way Maharal says it when he speaks about Megillas Esther, when Megillah Nafyami, Maharal says the whole idea of Geula, the purpose of every Geula is always it will be appreciation. Who did it? Always to figure out, we know where it came from. The ultimate Geula is Yetzias Mitzrayim, where there was no, that was the whole process. Paroi was in denial. Paroi says, no, I don't know it's Hashem. And every miracle that happens, every plague that happens, he denies. So Akash Boku brings it until until he gets to the stage that Paroi is Moidel Misvade, that Akash Boku is running the show. That's the whole Tachas. And that's really a Tachas of every Geula. That's what the Maharal says as a side note, just learned the Dafemi, that Anybody who says something in the name of somebody else, he brings the Ulu to the world. Why? And we learned it from Esther that said the name of Mordechai. So he says that's the idea. The idea is, because the whole purpose of Geula is to know where it came from. So any person who's busy making sure to relate what was said to where it came from, that's what he does. He says it's by Torah, and they name the one who says it. He always takes whatever you have, and we have a Torah, beautiful Torah. No, I'll tell you who said it. Let me tell you who said it. By the way, I heard a nice, everybody puts out, nobody knows who's the one who said the name. It's one of the names that nobody remembers who says it. So it's a ridiculous thing. Nobody remembers it. Actually, I'll open Maseches Megillah just to see it inside. The Gemara says, meaning the idea of Geula is to recognize where it comes from. So the Geula Mitzrayim is the ultimate one. That's where we saw it. It was Buchash. The whole purpose of Mitzrayim was that power, even power, will come and be Moedim Misfadeh, this Sakhosh Bo. And really, as the Ramban, going back to the Ramban, that's really for us too. For us to be Moedim Misfadeh, understand that everything that happens in this world is Sakhosh Bo. Every single thing. It's not only that Sakhosh Bo who created the world, not only that Sakhosh Bo who is manning the world, brings the world we're supposed to, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything in the world. The famous Maharal that says, we say, Ein Oid, right? We say, Nalun Shabach. Hashem Elokim, Shvayim Ha'am, Tachas, Ein Oid. Not Ein Oid, Eloikus, Eloihus, Barmine. Not that there's no more gods, he's the only one. No. Ein Oid Mitzius, Barmine. There's no other existence except him. Everything in the world is depending on Baruch Hu. So immediately, there's no chukim, there's no nature, there's no, you have a rule, I can't do it. It can't be. Because if the whole nature is based on Ruach Bim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so immediately, you can change it. It's not like the simple vision of the world. The world is existing, it's continued to exist. Baruch Hu is getting involved in some here and some there, but you have a item that stands on its own. That's what Yetzirah Yisrael is going to tell you. No, there's no item that stands on its own. Baruch Hu is ata'as at'ato. Mechaye is kulam. Shmuel was giving chayus to everything. Shmuel was giving the life to everything the whole time. In kamayni b'chol haaretz. Midoy melach. There's nothing like it. In other words, there's no other existence in the world. Really, if that's no other existence, there's no rules that apply to our Shmuel. That is the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that immediately comes, that's the going back to the Rebbeinu Mechaye. Really, the sequence of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is to go through the stages of the Gilui Emunah of Hashem. You start with Hashem is here. When we start, Paro says, Mi Hashem. I don't know who he is. Here's Hashem. He created the world. Stage one. Stage two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now created the world, but he's manning the world. Meaning he's leading the world we're supposed to get. Okay. Stage three. In Kamayim B'chol Haaretz. Meaning that there's no rule that applies to him because he controls everything. So we have the three stages to get to that Gilui, to the ultimate Gilui. There's nothing like it. This is the old tachlis of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is the Gilui Shem Havayim. Because the Shem Havayim, in completion, as the Vilna Goyen, Shulchan Aruch, the comes of Shulchan Aruch and Vilna Goyen, in Shulchan Aruch, we speak about the Kavana of Shem Hashem, is Hoyo, Hoyve, Hiye, Umehave, Sakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, he gives life to everything. He was, he is, and he will be. So his pashas means is the full havaya, full mitzias. We have already, the Sosso mentions it, that when we want to refer to Shem Havayo, Yud Kevovke, you can't say the name. So what is the word that we use? We switch the order. It says, say Yud Kevovke. You're not allowed to pronounce the name, Shem Refresh. So what do you, the pashas Shem Refresh? But according to some Israeli, we for sure can't say it. So how do we say it? We switch the order and say Havaya. What does Havaya mean? Existence. Because the whole existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really how we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the existence of the world. But again, we go into the Shulchan Aruch and they're going, what are we referring to when we speak Havaya? Not only that he is existence and creates everything, but he was Hoya Hoyvevi. Why Dafka that way? So Moshe explained the following. What is the first definition of this world? We know the world was created by Ma'amaris. The world was created, because Baruch Hu said 10 words, 10 that's commandments, but 10 sayings that created the world. So Ma'amaris, Devar Ha'olam. What is the first Ma'amar in the world? So the Gemara tells us, Zohar argues, the Gemara tells us, Bereishis Nami Ma'amar. The first Ma'amar in the world is Bereishis. This connects the Ma'aral that tells us always the introduction of something. There's no deal. Why doesn't it say Vayomer Hashem Moshe? Or Vayomer Hashem Bereishis? Because I need to tell you that there's a world to talk about. Right? We need to start something. We need to have a platform in order to even have a deal. What is the platform to have a deal? Says the Vilna Gaon Ha'Deres Elyo, Vayomer Bereishis. Bereishis. What was created with Bereishis is time. The time started. Bereishis means the beginning. If you have a beginning, you have a middle, and you have an end. If you have a beginning, you have a middle, you have an end, you have deep. You cannot talk without time. If you think about it, what is talking? Talking means you take syllables, one syllable, another one, you connect them together in a process of time, and that's how you have a deep. The whole idea of deep goes with the process of time. If I take one split second, you can see a picture. The re'iyah, right? Seeing is a split second. Take a second, 1 second, you see everything. But dibur and shmiyah from that end is a process. The process is in time. So in order to have a yomer, you need to have time first. Without that time, there's no amira. So the first existence of the world to create even amira, in order to say a yomer lekim, you need to have time first. That's why the world starts with Bereishis. Bereishis Dayamamu without Vayayim, because you couldn't have Vayayim before you have time. So the time is the introduction. Maral says a similar thing, just to give it a little more for us to taste. And then it doesn't say a commandment. Says the Maral, why? In order to command, you introduce Hashem. Who's going to command? Hashem isn't commanding. So first of all, say, I'm Hashem. That's why Noichi says, I'm Hashem. Now I can tell you what to do. Similar thing over here. I need to do Amira. In order to do Amira, you need to create the platform for that. Bereishis Nami Ma'amar. Bereishis starts the concept of time, and in the realm of time, you can create a world. It's not only a specific item needed for the world. The world needs time and space. But it is a prerequisite to create anything else, because the creation depends on Dibur, on Amira. And Amira cannot be without time. So the prerequisite, the platform, the framework of this world is Zman. Meaning I have Zman, I have what to work with it. Meaning this world is time, time bound. Beyond the world, before the world, or anything which is greater than the world, it does not depend on time. So when I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Havayah, which is beyond the world, how do I define this name? Hoya. Hoive v'hiye, past, present, future, no time bound, no issue with time, no boundaries of time, no limitations of time. Time is already in the rules of the world. But we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, in kamoini, midoy malach, greater, bigger, not controlled, chas v'shalom by the world, but the opposite. Humikoyim v'shalaylam. So in Mele, he doesn't have the first prerequisite of the world is something beneath him. It is no such thing as time. That's where we define it. In order to start a world, anytime, anything within the world is under the realm of time. When I want to define for us, how do we treat the Gilu of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, something which is beyond time? We say no limit of time. It's always there. Similar to what we say, we always relate to what we. This is a side point, but it's very important. We never speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's all in the Kabbalah. So strongly emphasize that again and again. Never speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we can't speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do we speak about? We speak about what is relative to us. He is not this. So in Lashon Mikubalim, when I want to say that, when I speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I call it? Ein Soif, no end. Why? Because end is what we know. Ein Soif is the negative of that. I can't speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I speak about Ein Soif. Similar over here, we know time. I want to say something which is beyond, and say Havayo, Hoyo, Hoyo Vivihiyeh, beyond that. That's how you define something which is beyond. That is the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Shem Havayo, meaning Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Shem which is beyond the world. Meaning, if Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Shem beyond the world, is Gilui which is beyond time. Hoyo, Hoyo Vivihiyeh, beyond time. What do we understand this? So now, says Rav Moshe Zatzal, we have a gewaltic understanding in the beginning of this week's parasha. This week's parasha starts the Geula of Am Yisrael. We once gave a whole shiur, past years, you can check in through anytime, that the difference between parashas Shmois and Vayero, Shmois is the parasha of goals. Am Yisrael is suffering. It's terrible times. Shmuel starts talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, but nothing yet happened. They go to Paro and it just gets worse. That's the darkest of goals. Vayera is a switch. Vayera and Gula begins. Boy is when it comes to fruition. Parshas Vayera is when we start already seeing the signs of Gula. We start seeing it over here in Parshas Boy. In Parshas Vayera, sorry. This, by the way, is a sign, again, another side point. We got very kishpaka we're holding. Every time, every Chumash, the main Parsha is the third Parsha. That's when starts the main Mahalach. So in Parshas, it's every Bereshis. We want to get to Avraham Avinu. It starts Parshas Lech Lecha. Before that, it's the preview. You have Adam Rishon, Bereshis, you have Noach in Parshas Noach, and then starts the Praz Am Yisrael, Parshas in Parshas Lech Lecha. You go to Vayikra, you have Parshas Vayikra, Vayesh Tzav, is that Kedama, speak about all the Kabbalists, and Shmini, the Mishkan is built. Now you start the Parshas of the Mishkan. But Midbar, yeah, but Midbar, Nesoy is the counting of Am Yisrael, Ba'alois Chasaner is that when starts the story of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. That's what I was in the Midbar. And very similar as well. We want to talk about Eretz Yisrael. We start talking about Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Eikid. Or in Moshe Rabbeinu Kiz Musar. Vayeschanon Moshe Rabbeinu says how much he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. The preview to Eretz Yisrael. Eikid is when you start talking about Eretz Yisrael. Go throughout the Chumash. Similarly over here in Sefer Shmois. Shmois is still goes. Ve'ira, we start the process. Boy is when actually you have the Geulo. You go to Am Yisrael and you start the process of Am Yisrael. Like every other Chumash. So here is which we're in the switch of Parshas Boy when the Geula is beginning. Here, Kishbohu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you, to the Avos, I did not reveal Shem Havayah. To you, I'm going to reveal it. Now she says a little bit of a complaint. You, they could be revealed more, you're still questioning me. They had that revelation, that question. The Avos did not have Shem Havayah. They did not have their Geula. We asked, what do you mean? They knew the name. We see in several Bereishis the name mentioned. Of course, they knew it. They believed in it. But it wasn't revealed to them. They didn't experience it. They knew it exists. They knew Kadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. But they couldn't see it begilu. It says it's the first time we're going to see it here in life. You see how Kadosh Baruch Hu defies nature. That's the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, how do you get to that Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmi Hashem, learn that to them. I didn't reveal to them. To you, I will reveal. Says Rashi, why? Sharif tachtim v'lo kiyamti. I promise, but I did not fulfill the promise. You promised to fulfill the promise. One second, we didn't get yet to the time of the fulfillment. True. But I didn't fulfill it. Okay. Is that wrong? It's not wrong. But any time you have a promise and it wasn't fulfilled, you never know. It may not be fulfilled. Yaakov Avinu was scared. Shema Goy Machet. I don't know. Maybe something went wrong. Maybe I use my schusim. Gemara brings another thing. Maybe something went wrong. I'm not going to get what you promised me. Aram Avinu, the Ramban says, and Brisman of Sorry was asking, but may I look here, Shema says to the Ramban, maybe my children will be chaitim. They're not going to get the Eretz Yisrael. How can you promise me that I'll get Eretz Yisrael? What guarantees I'm getting Eretz Yisrael? So the future is not guaranteed. It may happen, it may happen. Because we'll promise, we'll keep his promise as long as everything is right. If there is something to change, something changes. That is when you have a present and you have a future. I don't know what is going to happen in the future because it did not occur yet and there's still time to get there. But I'm looking at the world in a perspective of Shem Havayo. There's no limitations of time. There's no boundaries of time. There's no present and future. It's all together. So then a promise already fulfilled. If to take it to an extreme, but as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu let's not say Hakadosh Baruch Hu here. Let's say someone will come from the future. Come in, you have a time machine. Someone comes from the future and tells you, I'm going to tell you this and this is going to happen. How do you know? I was there. I saw it. That's not a promise that needs to be fulfilled. It already happened. Obviously, we don't have a time machine. But Lu Yitzu, you have a time machine? Yes, it already happened. I know the future, not because it is a promise that I'm waiting for it to be fulfilled. It is something that already occurred in the future. We're not going to get yet. And if he's and in time he reveals himself that way, he's revealing the future. So we know the future. It's not a promise that may change in the future. It's Kivyoch HaKadosh already said it already happened. It was already Kiyum. Says the Kishbuch to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Avos, they didn't have that revelation. So for them, Shmi Hashem loyned dati lehem, sure, if dati lo kiyad, there was a promise, they didn't know it would be fulfilled. There's no guarantees. They had a present promise with a future, you know, promise. So it's a promise. We never know what's going to happen. But to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Am Yisrael, it says, it's trying. Shmi Hashem will be revealed. And we have Shem Hashem. We have a promise. It's not something which is waiting for the future. It's already here. Because there's no time boundaries. That's the oimik of the introduction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu when we start the Geula. Here's the Geula, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is going to be revealed in the Geula? Shmi Hashem. Shmi Hashem, name on the Sham Socher, it says the Gemara also. Is trustworthy to do Socher because there's no limits of future. Present time, we don't know what's happening in the future. That's when we have a time limitation. But there's no time limitations. You're already in the future. So if you're already in the future, it's already happening. In the most simplest way to understand. So you know if it's already happening, there's no zeftachti mekiyamti. Really fulfilled. I'm telling you, it's there. To the others, maybe yes, maybe not. The others didn't have that revelation. As introduction to the Pash, to the Geula of Israel, Paul tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what we're going to reveal. We're going to reveal what is going to be Mizgal in the world is Shem Havayah. And when you have a Gilu Shem Havayah, then that leads to the Gilu that everything is Shem Havayah. And as we mentioned regarding if we don't go in and understand, we go in the world, with understanding, with the Havana, that everything in this world is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single thing that happens. There is a din, there's a dayan, there is Yodea, Manig, and he controls the world, and it's not a hefker world. And people can do it whatever they want. And he's pumping life in the world the whole time. And when he stops pumping life, life ends. And even though it looks outside, when you look outside, it looks like someone did something. It wasn't someone who did something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took the life away. Yes, there is a concept of Derech HaTeva. But as the Ramban tells us, the Chiddush Yetzirah Mitzrayim is called Ruchenu Mikrenu. That's the word I was missing. Called Ruchenu Mikrenu Ein Behem Mikre. There's no coincidence. Fetiva Shalom. No nature. It's everything is an ace. Everything is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you really recognize that, that is a way to get to the Geula. Because the whole Geula is to get to that recognition. So if you're able to connect to that, you're able to get to the Geula, and this will lead, Beis Hashem, to Geula Hashleimo, B'meir B'Ameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.